This is a Redshirt Geeks special podcast for PsyCon Tampa.
And so it begins.
Files accessed. Transfer of data complete.
Commencing.
By these fracking skin jobs, we are the Redshirt Geeks.
Redshirt Geeks!
Shooting the proton torpedoes and like, make us go that way.
Redshirt Geeks!
Very bad feeling.
Shut up, Wesley!
Redshirt Geeks!
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Redshirt Geeks!
Hide behind the mound. Dead bar.
Make it so.
Redshirt Geeks!
I'm Laz D, the Pseudo Kiwi.
And I'm Dogmatic Dave.
And this is part one of a four-part special series on PsyCon Tampa 2014.
Redshirt Geeks!
PsyCon Tampa!
Alright folks, welcome to our first part of a four-part, very special set of interviews this week. We are featuring PsyCon Tampa, and with us tonight, we have the very, very special guest, the organizers of this event, Robert Westerfield, and the MC of the event, Stephen Elliott. Thank you guys very much for being on the show this week.
Well, thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful to have you. I mean, obviously, we're talking PsyCon Tampa. And now, as I understand, this is the inaugural event for this convention?
That's correct. This is the first year.
Fantastic. Well, why don't you guys, Robert, why don't you tell us what kind of, what got you guys going to really want to put down a convention in your area?
Well, I got kind of shanghaied in this. I've got a friend, Eugene, who's actually the person that got behind this because of his love for all things sci-fi, particularly Cylons. He actually built a copy of the old school Cylon Raider.
Nice. That's really awesome.
And he just kind of brought me on board because we do large props. I actually run a production company that does pre-viz and post-production and production for film. So we have a lot of big things sitting around. So he got me involved because of that. And then he got me to do the commercials for them. And I'm a guest there. So I'm not really, one of the main organizers. I'm just kind of one of the minions.
Well, as you say, you kind of get shanghaied along with being a part of this. And, it's just really cool to see how we've got all these wonderful guests coming. We've kind of done it a little bit out of order. You guys are the second in our list of actual interviews, but we're putting you first in line. But we spoke to Nikki Klein last night from BSG, and she couldn't be any more excited about being a part of this event. Stephen, why don't you tell us as well, sort of what kind of really got you involved?
Well, I've been involved in sci-fi since I was probably around 7 or 8. My dad was in the Air Force, and we're in the country of Turkey. He had me sit down and watch the show Star Trek. The original series was the Arena.
Nice.
Kirk versus the Gorn. I went for the Gorn. Unfortunately, didn't win. There was no phaser fire or torpedoes or anything like that in that episode. But I was hooked right on that right there of what was sci-fi to become part of the second. And then moved to Colorado in 1991. Started going to conventions there, and then it started in Denver. I did a charity event, The Brig from Babylon 5 characters, Royal Cyclops. Been doing that for 18 years, and living in Florida, you got conventions down there as well. It's just the love of the fandom that I love, being around the people, seeing the great costumes and the creativity that's in all this. The stars, they're great people to meet. But remember, is I'm an actor myself, and they're human just like everyone else, and they want to bet their fans. So they have as much fun going to them as we going to attend them.
I can imagine that, to be a part of events like this and being able to really enjoy practicing your craft while at the same time being able to share your experiences with the visitors, the guests and such like that. It has got to be something that's, there's no comparison to that. Dave,
no, there isn't.
Yeah, Dave has had a little bit of a history himself, going to conventions when he was younger, and he was able to, you know, he's kind of shared his experiences with me. I have a limited sort of experience with going to cons, but what I understand is that it's not just about going to see the guests. It's not just about going to see what shows are there. It's the cosplay. It's the camaraderie of all the people that are there. It's being able to, you know, share a space with somebody that you've admired from afar for a while. You know, is this something you guys?
Exactly.
Yeah. Basically, is this what you guys find? I mean, you guys both are in the industry, so you have seen both sides of the coin. Is that where you guys are coming from with this?
From my point of view, yeah, exactly what it is. I mean, when I go to Denver, I see friends I haven't seen in a year. The conventions in Florida, you have to do it all the time there. You know, going to different conventions and then seeing them, I meet new people all the time. It's great to go back and see them again.
And that really kind of, you know, what Lars was saying, that really kind of leads me to my big question, you know, that I think everyone's going to be excited to hear about. You know, you go to a lot of different conventions, and some of them are very strictly Star Trek conventions. Some of them are very strictly Star Wars conventions. What should people expect to see out of PsyCon Tampa?
A lot.
Is there going to be anything in particular that's going to be catered to other than Battlestar Galactica? Or
we have a big fan base in the Tampa Bay market. We've got a lot of Doctor Who stuff showing up for this. We have
awesome
BBC authorized TARDIS coming in from North Florida. I'm bringing my 1965 Dalek in that I made.
Nice.
That's great.
We've got the Society of Creating Anachronism coming up to show what they do. We've got the Florida Film Network is going to have a table there. We're associated with them. So it's a media. It's everything from building your costumes to doing your costumes to the people that actually do movies locally. I just spoke to Mr. Armour from the Pinellas County Film Board. And he's going to send some stuff from the film commission. So we're film oriented, and from Westerville Studios' point of view, and what we try to do there is answer people's questions about how do we get into this ability, and have tables to point them. Go, oh, this is a local producer. This is a local director. If you can sew and act and want to be silly and have fun, these are the people to get in contact with.
That's amazing, because and this really strikes a chord with me, because I'm a recent graduate from Full Sail University out of Winter Park, and thank you.
Congratulations.
And being able to, network with people and be able to find like-minded individuals who want to be able to be involved with film in any level. I mean, obviously, sci-fi has always been my favorite genre ever since I was a kid. I had the same experience as you, Stephen, as when I was a young boy, my father sent me down in front of his TV and said, "Here's Star Trek, learn it, boy." And, and of course that was something that stuck with me forever. So, any opportunity that I get to do science fiction or be involved with it, has always been, a very pleasant thing for me. You know, and I see that you guys are amongst some fantastic, I guess, alumni for this event, and I know that as they come in and do these shows, you know, it's going to give you guys that opportunity as well to I guess heighten the awareness, as you were saying, for what's going on locally. Do you think that there's going to be are you really expecting a large turnout? I mean, has there been a lot of interest in the build up to the event?
We have a lot of interest in the event, definitely. And we do expect a good turnout. Number-wise, you can never really predict any of what's going to happen. But the interest is definitely out there. And, you know, we've got people on our Facebook page saying, yeah, we're going to be there. And the numbers are growing every day. The exact number, I don't know right now. And we won't know until it's all said and done after Sunday.
No, that's great. Well, you know, obviously, we're behind you guys. We were actually contacted through Richard Hatch, to be able to help you guys promote this event. And we are more than honored to be a part of the, I guess the cadre, if you like, of supporters for this event. And we absolutely cannot wait to see what happens. Should there be a 2015 PsyCon Tampa, I think it's safe to say you can expect a presence from the Redshirt Geeks.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, we definitely appreciate that. Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, again, with your, I guess, involvement in this particular, is there anything that you're hoping to see specifically? I mean, I know you guys, are doing each part of what you're coming to do, but are you expecting anything, particular that you want to happen? You know, you talked about all the fans, the Doctor Who stuff coming in, obviously the Battlestar Galactica, folks coming in, is there anything in particular that you're hoping for that you really haven't put out there? You're sort of thinking, you know, if this happens, this will be a fantastic event.
Well, when it comes down to it, any person that's involved on the staff side of a convention really wants the attendees to have a great time. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the interaction of the attendees as the MC and just seeing how they're feeling. And if something's not right, I want them to come to me and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will do what I can to make that right for them. So I want them to have the best time at all. If it wasn't for them, this would not be happening. So I want all the attendees to be known that I'm there for you if you have any questions, concerns. My main focus is on you guys right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now with me, I used to set up at Dragon Con. I've been to MetroCon and MegaCon. We used to set up booths and sell armor and costumes, and We kind of got away from that as soon as I got the Dalek done, because what we offer people to do is actually get inside the Dalek and scoot around the convention for a little bit.
I would pay any fee to do that. I'm sorry. I would pay a king's ransom to scoot around a con as a Dalek, especially, you know, just to, you know, if there was some way you could just have the exterminate, voice bit, sound bite on demand, I would just be rolling through that place, raising all sorts of havoc. I think that's amazing, Robert.
The looks on people's face when you lift the head off and you lift the shoulders off and they're, you know, wearing their little Doctor Who costume and they're smiling from ear to ear and they're giggling. And they're anywhere between a 13-year-old girl and a 50-year-old guy that's just loving that experience. That's what I'm like doing anymore. And we don't even set up the store. We just go to these cons, we set up the Dalek, and we do panels, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, it's making me really, really kick myself for not getting involved with this sooner, that we couldn't be down there to see you guys this year. But I can assure you that, next guy around, we will be there. We just have to see this for ourselves.
Yeah, you guys sure know how to butter up a couple of Whovians, don't you?
That's right. I am wearing my accustomed red shirt for our show.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a nice TARDIS, t-shirt that I love to wear. And, Dave and I are huge Whovians, so, definitely you will see us at some point.
Excellent.
Well, we look forward to seeing you down there.
Right. Well, wonderful, guys. I mean, thank you so much. You know, I understand that, we are, we're just about out of time for this episode. We're glad that you could come with us and be on our show tonight and, allow us to talk to you about PsyCon Tampa. We hope that you guys have a really successful con. We hope that everything you do there, every experience you have with whomever you deal with fans, with other guests, the organizers, so on and so forth, we just wish you the absolute best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us. And thanks for Richard Hatch for coming out and getting us hooked up with you guys.
Richard, buddy, thank you very much for doing this, man. We appreciate you guys and coming. Personally, it's been a great experience for me, and I really hope to talk to you guys again. So,
we trust me, great. It would be
the feeling is mutual.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm kind of in that Cloud 9 location right now. So just forgive me. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Robert. Wonderful guys. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Redshirt Geeks.
And that's all the time we have for this edition of the Red Shirt Geeks. I'm Laz Deed, the pseudo Kiwi.
And I'm Disembodied Dave.
And we are the Red Shirt Geeks, where every expendable hero has a home.
The Red Shirt Geeks podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Permissions beyond the scope of this license may be available at redshirtgeeks.com.